Good morning, Vin. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Michael. Very well, and you?
Yeah, very well indeed. It's been a busy few months, and racing's been a shining light because it's been able to continue through. And now we are planning for what the future will look like, including the Spring Carnival as well. And for Godolphin, we know they're a huge team, and yourself and James based and do a lot of your racing in New South Wales. You would have been very happy to see that announcement yesterday that prize money is going back to normal levels in New South Wales.
Yeah, that's, quite a spectacular announcement from racing. It really just gives everyone a lot of confidence as to how the industry is being run. The fact that the prize money is back to normal levels, as you say, and maintaining the high level in and around the elite racing. So, very, very exciting news.
And the fact that they've announced their Spring Carnival, we're still debating how our Spring Carnival looks. Does that play into the mind for yourself and James Cummings about the preparations of your horses and where you may be placing them for the upcoming Spring Carnival?
Yeah, it does, but not drastically, Michael. The fact that Sydney's locked and loaded and you can take aim at a few key races with your key horses. What happens in Victoria is still up in the air and being debated, and one thing about that is there's plenty of time, and if they do go down the path of moving the Caulfield Cup to later November and taking the two guineas with it, that's probably the two races that affect us most. But as we've learnt to do in the last few months, is adapt and move things around. So it's an industry of change, and I think it's a healthy discussion.
Well, there is the ongoing debate as we speak. And have yourself and James Cummings been sought out for your thoughts and opinion as the leaders of the biggest training establishment here in Australia?
Yes, we have. Greg Carpenter made contact late last week and sent through the proposed program and asked us to make comment. We had a Skype meeting yesterday with James himself, Ross Cole, side director, and Jason Walsh, our racing manager, and Sophie Steele. We went right through it all and worked out the pros and cons of it. One thing I would say is it's very, very well thought out. A lot of planning has obviously gone into it, and Racing Victoria will make their decision in the best interests of the horses and the horse people involved. And you have to say one thing about the industry at the moment, the administrators have stepped the right way and managed to keep racing going. And so on that fact alone, you've got to support them in the decision they make.
Were there more pros or cons as far as Godolphin and yourself and James were concerned?
I'm going to say it was split right down the middle.
I don't believe you.
It really is. It really was. You could see the positive in doing it, and you can, being a... Personally, I'm a traditionalist, and these things have been going on for 150 years, and it's a set program. But having said that, moving it into clear air and Caulfield out, being able to run their key races in their sort of own space, I can see that their argument as well. So, I think the answer really lies in what's best for the industry as a whole, rather than specific individuals or individual groups.
And I'm going to try and put you on the spot. Do you think we should move it or not?
Look, that's not my decision. Godolphin's position is whatever happens, happens, and we'll adapt accordingly.
Would you be able to have a horse like Hanseatic, a stallion-making race like the Golden Rose, would traditionally lead into the Caulfield Guineas? Would you be able to keep him up to go through the Golden Rose pass and then a path and then run in a Caulfield Guineas at the 21st of November?
That's a hard thing to do, to keep horses up for that long. I think what it does do is perhaps give opportunity to other horses as well. So, to talk about specifically Hanseatic, he's quite a brilliant horse, and is he a true miler? Probably not. So, Golden Rose Coolmore is more his path, whereas another horse of ours like Andermatt, who went second on Saturday, is only second on his second start. He's potentially a Caulfield Guineas horse. So, do we go through the Golden Rose and keep him up for the Caulfield Guineas? It's a horse by horse scenario, and some horses will cope with it, and others won't.
And you've already declared that Colette, who had been high up in Caulfield Cup markets is not going to be aimed at the Caulfield Cup in the spring. Is that right?
Yeah, but that was always our intent. And that was the James stated that straight out the back of winning the Oaks brilliantly, that he felt that, you know, she's only a little filly and a bit of time's not going to hurt her, and to throw her in the deep end against the big boys and big girls and older horses is really going to be tough for her in her early four-year-old campaign. So our intent was always to have a fairly brief spring campaign, and the Caulfield Cup was never realistically on the table.
The other intriguing part for this year's Spring Carnival is, will we be able to have international participation? Will they be able to come over here with the protocols that are currently in place? And it seems that the easiest way for that to occur is for the European-based horses to be moved into the care of Australian trainers, which you would imagine could work well for Godolphin. Are plans underway to maybe take some of Charlie Appleby's horses who could have been aimed here, or even Saeed Bin Saru's horses, and come out to Australia Godolphin?
Michael, have you ever had a conversation with a trainer about moving it to another stable? Most trainers don't like to give them up and don't give them up easily. So, look, yeah, in practical terms, it's probably a good positive thing to do. It's not realistically going to happen. The European operation or the European arm want to get racing going in their own jurisdiction and have their own horses racing in the races up there for the interest of the owners and not least the employees of Godolphin. So, their owners are firmly set on their local racing, and whether they turn to Australia later in the year, I'm not sure, but at this stage there's been no conversation.
So would you say it could be unlikely this year we may have Godolphin representatives from the UK in here for the spring horses like Cross Counter?
I'd say highly unlikely.
Yeah. Vin, other than that, let's look more closer to home. Trekking, is Exhilarates going around in the Stradbroke on Saturday as well?
Yes, we'll accept with her. At 49.5, it's a chance to get one with such a light weight. She'll never have that sort of weight again. So we'll give her opportunity, a 7-day backup, which was successful for her in winning the Imagineers a couple of years ago, or last year rather. Trekking, he's rightly got top weight, and he'll be very, very competitive having won the Goodwood, and we'll also start the Enigma, Kemantari, and Rania, who's getting well in the race as well and deserves his chance.
Who's going to ride Exhilarates?
Exhilarates, Taylor Marshall.
Gee, what a great opportunity. And 10 kilos between Trekking and Exhilarates, who would you be on?
I think Trekking's a pretty good horse. I've got an obvious soft spot for Exhilarates, but I'd have to go with the Trekking. He's such a trier. He really does, you know, put in every time we put him on a racetrack. And, he's firmly got himself in the elite bracket of the sprinters in the country. And, he's an exciting horse to have.
Is he number one seed for an Everest slot?
Probably not. I'd have to say Bivouac. The way he won the new market, he would have beaten any sprinter in the land that day. So reproducing that into an Everest would be very exciting.
Just to give us a couple of names for the Spring Carnival we can look forward to as well. You mentioned Hanseatic, probably the Coolmore option after a Golden Rose. You've got Flit Lyra. But there's a couple of young ones that you might have hopes for as well.
Yeah, the horse ran second on Sunday at Ballarat, a horse called Alcione. He's by Teofilo, the same sire as Cross Counter. He's out of a mare that won the Australasian Oaks, so he's very much got that extended profile, that classic-type pedigree. And he's a horse that we'll be certainly taking aim at the VRC Derby and Derby's further on. He's a pretty exciting horse. And a horse called Creodiris, who's 2-for-2 at Kembla Grange, and every agent/trainer that's got a Hong Kong connection has rung up about the horse, so he must look pretty good to them. So he's a horse we're very excited about, and he's a horse that will get better with age.
And also, it's an exciting time for anyone out there who might want to buy a Godolphin horse, because you've got your online auction coming up as well.
Indeed, we've 18 horses that we're offering, primarily three-year-olds. But horse S. Spencer won on Saturday at Rose Hill, together with the driller who was unluckily beaten in a protest. We feel he should have won. He's been second. He's also up and plenty of others. So, it's a usual part of our business to offload our racehorses that we're confident they're going to race on for plenty more starts. We declare everything. Everything's transparent, and buyers can turn up with confidence.
Vin, great to catch up. Good luck this weekend. Leave us with one winner. Is it Trekking?
I'll go with Trekking. Yep. At least you'll know you'll be trying.
Good on you. Vin Cox, the Managing Director of Godolphin Australia.